morning, dear listener friend. Welcome to another edition of Winning in Business. I am honored to have the pleasure of your company. Today, I would like to talk to you about business ideas. Have you heard the saying, when I have the money, I will do this? If nothing could stop me, I would do that. If I were the one in charge, I would do this. And when I get older, I will do that. There's a lot of ifs and whens. Well, I say hello, what's up with all the ifs and whens? Just make up your mind to do it and do it now. Now, one of my favorite sayings is, the beginning of a successful business is an idea. Okay, so what's an idea? An idea is something that you generate from your mind. An idea is supposed to solve a problem. When that problem is actually solved and marketed to people, they will pay you for the idea. Now, ideas are generated mostly from the mind. Other times, you might be exposed to the ideas in these ways. Something you see might spur something up within you. Something you hear, something someone said, something you saw might generate an idea in you. Can it be done better? Can I provide a solution? How come there isn't a solution? I'm sure there must be a solution, and you simply can't get that out of your mind. Now, an example of this is last week, I was having a discussion with an engineer, and I raised a question, or rather, I asked a question. Is there nothing available in the market that could solve a particular problem I was confronted with? He told me, no, there's nothing in the market that can solve that problem for you. So I said, are you trying to tell me that nobody has actually ever looked for a solution to this problem? That got him going, because it was like, actually, really, is there no solution to this problem? There must be. Other people obviously have this problem, so if there isn't a solution, maybe I should provide one, he must have thought. Well, a few days into the week, he came back to say, thank you very much, Tayo, but guess what? I have come up with a brainchild, and I was very interested to find out what this brainchild was. Well, he told me that he had come up with a solution and was going to create a product that will solve the challenge I had told him I had initially. Oh, well, I was quite intrigued. So I asked him, excuse me, dear engineer friend, will I actually get a commission on this idea that you have now generated? No, he said, no. He said he will pay me homage, but no commission for me. Can you imagine? I confronted a person with a challenge. I made them think. Okay, they did the thinking. Anyway, they came up with a product, but they're not going to give me anything. Oh, God, makes my heart bleed. But that's what happens. I didn't come up with the solution. He did. And I know that if he can market this very well, he's made for life. Honestly, he is, because it's an idea. It's a problem that almost everyone has in this country. Okay. So that's the power of an idea. Okay. Now, there are other people who have actually solved problems. They've solved problems, okay? They've come up with solutions to problems. Let's start from home. Nigeria, for example. We extract crude oil from the oil wells, but we don't have enough working, functional refineries to refine the crude oil into a product that you and I can actually use. So what do? We export the crude oil to other countries. They refine it for us and give it back to us. Now, they don't just give it back to us. We have to pay them to do it. So we now have to buy our product at a higher rate. And that's why diesel, kerosene, petrol are so expensive. Oil, engine oil, and all sorts of oil, so expensive. Now, can you imagine how much cheaper it would be for us to buy kerosene, petrol, diesel, oil, if we were actually refining it in our country? That's point number one, how much money we would save, how many jobs would be generated, and point number three, not only are we taking it out of the ground because God gave it to us freely, but we can now export the finished product to other countries so that they can actually use it and generate more income for this country, which means we are creating a better Nigeria. I think that's a better idea, don't you? So Dangote turned around and said, you know what? Enough is enough of all of this, taking the crude oil out of the country, bringing it back in as a finished product. You know, we have issues every day because the prices are going up, going down. There's not enough. There's shortage. There's this. He said, I'm going to solve this problem. So what did he do? He bought all this land in Lagos, Ibeju-Lekki, and has decided to build the largest refinery, privately owned, in Africa. It's costing $9 billion. I can't even start to convert that into Naira. How much is he putting up? Equity is about $3 billion. Everything else is actually borrowed. And there is a queue, galore, of banks to loan him the funds. Why? Because they can see the dividends down the road. They know that he has proven himself to be an entrepreneur who delivers and delivers good quality. And they know that there's going to be such a huge return on their money. He solved the problem. Okay, the solution is not quite here yet, but it's almost here. And we will see the difference, and so will he. Another person who used an idea to solve a problem was Steve Jobs. Now, in yesteryear, not every household had a PC or a laptop or a smartphone, okay? You would get them in an office. It would be a massive machine that maybe only two of the people in the organization could actually use. And he thought, you know what? This isn't working. Everybody should have access to this. Everybody should have a PC, a personal computer at home. So he went to work trying to create. And if you have a look on Google, you would find the first one he created, the second one. They don't look anything like what we've got now, like the MacBook and stuff that we have these days. But it was a step in the right direction. From what we had before, which was a big, gigantic machine, to what we actually have today. But that wasn't the only problem he solved. He also solved the problem of having to buy a whole album when you only wanted to hear one or two tracks. So somebody would release an album which had about 8 or 9 tracks in it, and you're only interested in the hit number one and the hit number two and all these other ones that you don't know anything about. But when the record company releases it, what do? They release all the other songs. Now, the cool thing about that is you might get to know other songs that were not in the public domain in the first instance. However, you have to pay so much more for songs you don't really want. So he decided to create iTunes. What does iTunes do? Simply, you buy the song you want. Those you don't want, you don't have to buy. You buy a single song. And it's cheap, it's under 99 cents. Very, very cheap. So you could create a song. I could put a song together and go and put it on iTunes and market it, and people could buy it all over the world. That's what Steve Jobs did. He also created the iPhone. Everybody's got a smartphone these days. Everybody's copied Apple. Now, we have others, of course. I mean, these are not the only ones. These are just ones that I chose because I am sure they're very popular and you'll be able to identify with what they've actually done. We have Jeff Bezos. He created Amazon. For now, Amazon, whatever you want to buy, you can find it on Amazon. Simply go there, click on it, get them to deliver. They deliver almost in every country. Not all, but they also deliver to Nigeria. So you don't have to travel to get what you want. You simply sit in your house on your phone or your PC, as long as you have a card, order what you want, and they will deliver to you. Obviously, you pay for shipping, but they will deliver to your home. He solved a lot of problems. Okay, the Wright brothers, what did they do? They created the first airplane. I hear you say, no, they didn't. Well, okay. Hands up. Sorry. They didn't really create it. Somebody else did. But that person couldn't be bothered to actually see it to the finish. So what did the Wright brothers do? They got it off him, created it, it flew, and it stayed up in the ground and came down, and they got all the credit. And they are now down in history as the creators of the airplane. Never give up on your idea, and somebody else will steal it from you and get all the credit. That's the lesson there. Then we have Thomas Edison. What did he create? The light bulb. Henry Seeley, the iron. What about Carl Benz? What do you think he created? The first car. Benz created the first car, and we still have the Benz today. Now, okay, God created the light, the water, clothes, air, and the first birth. No, don't argue. Don't argue, dear listener friend. Yeah. God created the first clothes, remember? The man and the woman were in the garden. They were naked. And he gave them leaves and covered them up. That's where the idea came from. God is the originator of everything. Oh, yes, he is. Okay. So, what are the problems your ideas can solve? Have you noticed the problems around you? Have you thought of a solution? Possibly that solution is within you. Or do you already have the solution? What are you doing about it? If you believe you have an idea, I'm here to help you. I am known as the Idea Mentor. Why? Mention an idea and it all just comes tumbling out. How to do it, when to do it, where to do it, who needs it. My mind just goes overload. It just gushes out from me, right? So if you need my help, I'm here to help you, okay? Now, if you believe there is more to life than just working for a salary, you want to make a contribution to your society, you want to create impact, but you are afraid to launch out, then you need to speak to me, okay? I want you to stay tuned to this program every Monday at 9. Innovative ideas is what Nigeria needs to move us from being consumers to producers. We consume everything. We import everything. Now, who can tell me, what do we produce? I'm waiting. What do we produce? What are we known to produce? What are we known for as producers?
Yeah.
Not known for producing that much, are we? Most will go blank. That must change. There are so many companies abroad who know Nigerians as consumers. They actually create their products with us in mind, saying, oh, don't worry, just market it to them. Market it to them. They'll buy it. And what do? We just go off and we do buy it. Well, that has to stop. People are creating good products. And that's the other thing. When people do create products, we're so snobbish. We say we don't want them. We actually want the one, it's not from abroad. We want the one from abroad. We don't want the one made in some other state. Hello. Patronize your own people. You have to. How do you want this country to be better? That's why the foreigners come in here and take everything and we allow them to. No, that must stop. We must support each other. We must, okay? So we need to move from being consumers to being producers. The whole world needs the ideas and the solutions that we have, because I'm sure we have them. We're just too lazy to actually implement. But I know that doesn't apply to you, my dear listener friend. That's why I'm talking to you. That doesn't apply to you. The ideas you have, I want you to launch them. Whether you are young or old or in between, your idea is needed, and I'm believing that this program will help you. Now, what do you need to do to launch your idea? I call it launch, I call it start, and I call it monetize your idea. I actually say that your idea is the new currency. Why? Because if your idea can actually solve a problem, you can print currency. You can print any currency you want. What does that mean? That means that you can sell it in any country of your choosing. Japanese yen, euro, dollars, British pounds, Australian pounds, whatever, wherever. So don't say it's not possible. It's possible. Don't say, well, I don't have any money. Leave that alone for now. Let's just start working on those ideas and the money will come. How is it going to come? We will get to it in another program. Okay, so what do you need to do? Act on the idea. Do something about it. Get it out. Where did you put it? Where have you put it? If it's just an idea, then flesh the idea out. Who are you going to market to? Where are the people? How are you going to market it? Who needs it? How are you going to price it? Those things are necessary. How much is it going to take for you to actually launch? How much do you need? Have you tested it? Have you done any research? Do you need to rejig the idea? Is it a bit outdated? Do you need to remodernize it because it's been quite a while since you left it there? Do those things and then let's start working together. Now, if you need help launching an idea, as I said previously, I am here to help you. I have a free resource called Monetize Your Idea. To get it, go to my Instagram page and follow me. My Instagram handle is Tayo, T-A-Y-O, Okotiebo, O-K-O-T-I-E. By the time you get to that, you'll have found me. Follow me first, click the link in my bio and request Therefore, monetize your idea, free resource is probably the first thing that you would see. Free resource, okay? And I will send the information to you for free. Now, if you have any other inquiries, send me a text to 09069191069. I'll take that again. 09069191069. I want you to start implementing the idea you have, the solution you're carrying. We need it. Nigeria needs it. Nigeria can be much better than what it is. And for it to be better, you and I have to do our part. Just start, and those who are going to help you will join you. Until next week, keep on winning in business.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Winning in Business with Tayo Okotiebo. For more questions on business, call 0906-919-1069. Winning in Business. Let's keep winning.